Gord.
Ah.
Did you guys happen to see the weather forecast for the next week?
Looks, in my area, it's going to be, yes, it's going to be, I would say, hovering between very cold and cripplingly cold.
Yeah, it needs, it's, you know, got like the blacky weather forecast, you know. What's the weather outside, Ollie? It's cold! Tuesday, the high here in State College is going to be 3. That's the high.
Yeah. Yeah, single-digit weather is not for me.
-6 on Tuesday is the low. I was like, oh, good Lord. At least I hopefully won't have to leave the house on Monday. But man, Tuesday's going to be cold.
Perrandiak was in for the win, by the way.
Nice.
Man, I was hoping Perrandiak would beat him.
Nope. They're both being held prisoner by Mr. Joshua.
Well, the good news about the cold is, I actually have a mostly sealed-in back porch now, so,
Nice.
Is the kitchen floor less cold yet?
No, that's still a problem. There's still a opening there. So,
all right, you chums ready?
I am readier than I was moments ago, and I will improvise the rest of the show.
All right. Welcome to the 449th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig. We got Ray. We got Ian. It's cold. How's it going?
It's cold.
Yeah.
That's right.
Brr. It's cold in here. There must be some Tauros in the atmosphere.
I was playing PUBG earlier. Duh. And my fingers were freezing, and I turned around, and it was like 67 in here. I'm like, well, why is 67 freezing? But then again, I hadn't moved for, an hour or whatever, so probably makes up for it.
You know, the worst part about right now is, I've got that black Diablo coat that I got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the zipper broke on it.
Lovely.
So, but it also had buttons. So I've been using the buttons, and then one of the buttons came off today, too. And I'm like,
You're like, just not destined to wear that coat.
I'm like, but it's the only winter coat I have.
Nope.
I'm going to have to go to like Goodwill or something, try and find another winter coat.
That's wise.
I might do that tomorrow after work and go to the Goodwill and see what's shaking there. Anyway, this is the week of January 15th and 22nd. In your 7-day 4-star craze! This week, you had Ghost versus Black Widow. I remember just winning it purely by making matches. I fired no powers.
I'm trying to remember.
I don't think I made a run at it yet, but I'm hopeful. I feel like Ghost is one of those characters that I've had enough years to champion.
you didn't have a champion, but you got all the covers.
Well, then I might have some ISO laying around.
Yeah, I think I did the same. I don't remember the fight hardly at all.
Yeah.
I might have fired a power. I think I went invisible, but like right at the end when it didn't matter.
No, I think she must have had like no hit points because I was just making matches. And I'm like, get ready to fire something. And then it was over. And I went, right then. next week, the 20th, it looks like it is Mysterio versus a Spider-Man and another something else. Probably another Spider-Man.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah.
Yep, seems logical.
Yep. In your events this week, let's see. Venom Bomb, that'll get you a Gorgon, a Maximus, Kate Bishop, and Agatha. Followed up by Operation Spider Silk, Gambit, Kate Bishop, Agatha, Ronin, and Mephisto. The Soul Season is back, getting you Samurai, no, not Samurai Dream, just a regular Dream Warrior. Couldn't think of his name. I'm like, no, Samurai Dreams is the higher star one. And then the 4-star Namor, 3-star Namor and Maximus. And then Identity Theft is running, Mystique, Wasp, Placement is Wiccan, and Black Widow. One quick thing in the news, there is a rebalance. This probably won't be quick then. My good old, Nathan Summers, because boy, I love the Summers characters.
Oh, Cable yeah. gets the rebalancing Bishop.
Yes. So here we got a Cable rework. Let's see what this does real quick. His blue power, Cyborg Strategist, goes down to a cost of 8 instead of 9. So this is the one where you put out a countdown tile. When you make a green match, it stuns the people and gives you green charge tiles. Does this ring a bell?
No,
I believe you.
All right. It looks like you are now getting up to a 9-turn countdown tile now. That's a lot of countdown. creating 7 charge tiles, and if it runs out of tiles to convert to charge tiles, it then deals damage, and at level 5 maxed out, it does 20,000 points of damage, so it's interesting. Here's the big one. The Plasma Barrage, which was his green power, which used to cost a crippling 12, and you never really got to ever shoot it.
Right.
It used to max out at 47,000 damage. It now costs 9 and starts at 44,000 damage.
Nice.
Maxes out at 78,000. And this is the one where after you whoop somebody, if there's remaining left over, it goes to one of their allies.
Wow.
Nice.
So that power got a big boost.
Yeah, costs 75% less, but nearly double the damage. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the yellow power is Veteran's Instincts. Now costs 6 instead of 9. This is one where he creates strike tiles. So you're now creating a max of 3 tiles that are a little bit stronger than it used to be. Passive, when you make a yellow match, fortify a friendly countdown or repeater tile. That part is still the same. The tiles just got a little bit better, is what happened there. But that green power is where it's at. That's the boost. Because now if you can lay down that cannon blast, look out. Especially if you can get a couple of those strike tiles out and then hit them with the 80,000 cannon blast.
Yep. Cable's back in the game, baby.
Still lame because he's a Summers, just like all the rest. Anyway, there you go. That's the rework, and that's all I had for news. You guys know anything in the news?
Oh, not a thing. Living the dream.
All right. I found a recipe in the internet today for it's supposed to replicate Gus's famous fried chicken, so I'm going to try that here at home. It's news for me.
I feel like I understood all the words you just said, but they didn't mean anything to me. Can you try again?
There is a restaurant called Gus's World Famous Fried Chicken.
Oh.
It is the second best fried chicken I've ever had.
Interesting.
I found a recipe on the internet for how to replicate their batter.
Interesting.
So I'm going to try it here.
Well, best of luck to you. I'm excited to hear how it turns out.
All right. And a slight reformat, kids. We're doing away with Always Sunny. You folks all know the characters.
They're not new.
Yeah, we're going to skip ahead from that.
My inability to understand old characters. Unnecessary.
But it's something new. Ray, is there anything in the mailbag?
There is.
Well, you have to work this week. All right.
And a few things. I threw in something kind of random myself. But let's start over on the 505 forums. T. Deja author says, in the 17th century... Oh, by the way, the clue for last week's, you know, the clue from the new character was spill the tea. That is...
Agatha Harkness.
That is relevant here. He says, in the 17th century, tea was introduced to both France and England through trade with the Dutch. And since a good savate kick could spill tea, 4-star Batroc confirmed.
Nice. Yeah.
Actually, I'm willing to bet this will be Elizabeth Braddock, Captain Britain, as Betsy has telepathy, which is a way you can learn secret stuff and spill the tea.
Wow.
Nice.
Agatha Harkness.
Why do you keep screaming this?
He's opening the tokens, yo.
Okay. You didn't tell anybody what you were doing, and it doesn't make any sense currently.
It was terrible. It was dragging the show right down the toilet, more so than we do on our own. But I understood, and I didn't care.
It was a request last week to open the 50 tokens I have to open during the show. So when I hit a 5-star, I'm just going to shout it out. I am 10 tokens in and somehow got 3 Agatha Harknesses.
Yeah, I heard.
Please carry on.
So, I'm going to do this as well after you're done.
All right.
All right.
Sweet.
On the Reddit, the subreddit, Cyan Asterisk said, regarding Pop Pop, is Ian aware that there is a Popple Funko Pop? It's Popception.
Namor.
I am aware. I had a Funko Pop advent calendar here for Christmas. And it was all retro toy themed, and 2 of them were indeed Popples.
Were they Namor themed?
They were not Namor themed. Did you get a second Namor themed one?
I did.
No, they were mostly like a Light Bright, some Play-Doh, a Glow Worm, My Pet Monster, Popple, a Pop-O-Matic Bubble, those sorts of things. Barrel Full of Monkeys, you know, all miniaturized, all done Funko Pop style.
Okay.
All right. Cyan Asterix also said, since Namor finally rotated into tokens, I did a big break and used 102 pulls. Weird number, I know. But once I hit 100, I was only 25 shards short of fully covering Maximus. He says, I have Agatha, Mephisto, and Namor all champed. That's a lot. Plus a couple extra levels. I even ascended Polaris. Wow, that's big.
Yeah, that's a lot going on.
It was a good day, and I didn't blow all of my tokens. My only minor gripe is that my 5-star pull rate was 1 in 10. It's not awful, but yeah, less than you'd like. Hope you guys enjoyed your break. I'm glad chat coerced Craig into doing his 50 pulls live next week.
You're regretting now.
I'm looking for feedback, though. Do people want to know all the pulls of the 50, or is just the 5 stars good enough? I'm just curious.
Oh, my, that'd be a lot of reading.
Yeah, I was going to say, 5 stars are good enough, and they're not even good. They're arguably bad. But that's like an inspiring level of gameplay. Like, it's clearly not for me. We've established that. I've been in the game nearly, I would say at least 9 years now, and I have not one, but two fully covered 5 stars. So,
do you have a second Mephisto?
I do not. I don't have a first Mephisto. I have a fully covered Thanos and a fully covered Okoye. Neither are championed.
So the other thing that I wanted to throw in here was something that I saw on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. It was posted by Genghis Glitter, and I wanted to, it was not to us, it was his own post, but I wanted to mention it because I thought it was extremely useful. He said he'd been sleeping on the low-level AI as a support for Polaris. And let me tell you, so was I. I finally made the connection. Low-level AI on Polaris. Low-level AI creates a strike tile every turn, and when a strike tile is matched, the support redistributes all the, if you made the match, it redistributes the damage to all your other strike tiles. So since she makes more strike tiles, and you want to, match them in order to make more, it just magnifies it endlessly.
Would it do it if you had to shout yet again, Imperius Rex?
Yes.
Oh.
That would inevitably help.
So
three Namors right off the get is very helpful.
So the key here is you don't actually put the low-level AI on Polaris. You put it on who you use her with, like, say, 4-star Rocket and Groot, because it'll come into effect no matter who on your team has it. You just want to use it with Polaris on your team. And then give Polaris Lucky, because Lucky Pizza Dog heals you whenever you match your own tiles away. So
people put a lot of thought into supports.
Well, this was a conversation on Reddit. This was multiple people talking about it. So I'm sure a lot of thought went into it. But in any case, my Rocket Group Polaris team just got amazingly better. And they're already fantastic.
I got two follow-ups to that. I am immediately going to respec my Polaris Rocket and Groot team. But here's a question for both you and Craig.
Does it require Mephisto?
No. Hmm. How far, congratulations, into Ray's story before I realized what low-level AI meant?
It was a support.
I got you. Yeah.
The correct answer was 43% of the way into Ray's story.
But it is 100% another Mephisto.
Nice.
So there you go. Restructure your Polaris, Rocket and Groot, and for me, Juggernaut team. And yeah, it's pretty strong.
Yeah, that sounds great. That's great advice.
So that's all that's right, in the mailbag.
I did 50 tokens. You're up.
Okay. How many tokens do you have left? I'm just curious.
None.
Oh,
I opened
you
all
had
of
50.
Them.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, before you get busy there, Ray.
Yes.
Tell me who won the board game bracket.
Oh, sure. So last week it was Connect 4 versus Go. And right as he logged on, Parandiak told me that he was voting for Connect 4. And let me tell you, that made it really close because Go moves on by one vote.
Ooh. Oh, man. You guys are nerds.
All right. Let's hit this week. Ray, you're introing this.
Oh, yeah, sure. Ray. So this week we have the classic game of Operation versus Scrabble. We're starting with Craig, I believe.
Yes. Now remember, this is the game where if you get it wrong, it goes, ah!
Discord hates you today. I love it.
So that's what I got about Operation. Don't make the guy with the big red nose make that noise. Fun times.
Oh, right. That was a terrible summary, but I loved it. So it is going up against Scrabble, which, again, one of the cleverest of the games. I do like a good word game. I don't like getting beat up by two-letter words. It ruins Scrabble. So if you are that level of player, congratulations, and also shame on you.
Neymar.
Nice. That does sound like something Neymar would do. That guy seems like a tool.
Yeah.
Oh, mine got to be, he's a 3-3-3 now.
Great. Wow. Did you pull 9 out of 50?
I heard
3 Agathas, 3 Namors, and at least 2, but possibly 3 Mephistos.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay. So, as always, Scrabble also spawned Words with Friends and lots of other Scrabble-esque games out there.
Upwards.
So, Upwards, yeah. Sure.
Agatha Harkness?
No, it didn't spawn her at all.
A little bit. Nope, she spawned from evil. But that's awesome. That's only 2 so far. You can do better. Try harder.
Grow stronger.
Exactly.
Oh no, I got too many Agathas. Now they're all sitting in the save pile.
Where's my Discord? I got to vote. I got to vote to see if people want to pick Scrabble or if they want to pick Operation. You can make that heard here in the Discord. There's an S for Scrabble and X-ray. Operation.
X-ray.
I know what things are. But yeah, there you have it. That's this week's board game. Don't forget to get out and vote. HP is at stake somewhere.
All right. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
I'm Franz.
I'm Neymar.
We just want to pop.
Nice. You up.
You up.
That was a good one.
That was gold.
3 stars. Graysuit Black Widow is boosted, as is Doctor Doom, Elektra, Ragnarok, and good old Patch. Bunch of classics. I like that.
Another Neymar.
That's my speed. Nice. Let's see what's going on. Who is boosted in the 4 star? Ant-Man. He is boosted. He is growing and doing all sorts of damage. And his ants do more damage. Kingpin. He's boosted. His black and yellow are doing a little bit more damage. Melinda May. Good job. What's she up to these days? I don't ever remember. But I'm sure it's healing and damage and countdown tiles. Oh, Moon Girl. And wait, which Moon Girl and Devil Dino is this? It must be the new one.
Yeah, I would think.
Because Moon Girl is featured in the title. All right, some more green damage. And, oh, good old Captain Falcon. Let's see.
Mephisto. Oh, he's not in there yet.
No, not yet, but soon. Soon. Captain Falcon, is he still crazily overpriced so that you can fire off Dive Bomb one time? Bigger shields, too. Ghost Pool. These are the 5-star boosted characters.
Agatha Harkness?
It could be. I haven't read the whole list yet, but not this week. We'll just start with Ghost Pool and assume that he is dealing more damage, and that's probably all he does.
How about Agatha Harkness?
Agatha Harkness? No, but recently reworked Havoc. How about him? Is he recently reworked, or did I dream that?
Yeah,
that
he was.
Sounds right.
Yeah, I feel that happened too. So he'll be outputting some more damage at reduced cost and increased damage, as well as being boosted. Who are these last 2 characters? Iceman. He's powerful. How about more green damage? And Spider-Gwen. You guessed it. Damage and more base damage. Oh, let's see. Samurai has something to say about all this. Oh, dang it, Bobby. 5-star Iceman is great at stun-locking select opponents. Need blue? Ragnarok seeds blue tiles. In PvP, prepare to see Ghost Pool everywhere. Right on. I love it. Nice and straightforward. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to
Mystify. Ian, did you have a pop?
Yeah. Wait. Oh, Jesus. Sorry, I was only 50% prepared. I thought I had discussed this with Craig beforehand, but I feel like we never circled back to it.
I don't have a pop.
Oh, this is the worst day of my whole life. How about I tell you about the pop, then?
All right.
I had an adventure this weekend, which found me up in Binghamton, New York. And for whatever reason, they had, you guessed it. I'm just kidding. You didn't guess it. But they had Saranac soda.
Sure.
And it, awesome, Craig. The one I had so far, awesome.
Well, it's got to be better than their line of beers, because their beers are kind of bleh.
Yeah, they're meh. No, that's way better.
Okay.
So I had, you could create your own six pack.
All right.
So I created it with, they've got some wacky flavors, but I started with not wacky. I started with black cherry cream.
Mm.
Oh, Nelly, that's good. It is, I mean, I love a black cherry soda, so you had me there. But, like, it's still, it's both creamy and effervescent in the right proportions. So I was really happy to have, come across these Saranac sodas. Oh. And I will bring them to you for the next little while.
I will tell
at
you,
least until I finish this six pack.
Yeah, a pop story that would make me sad. So I had to go back to the Berg the other day, right?
Yeah.
So I stopped like Murraysville, like a Sheetz.
Oh,
and,
right.
And I'm like, I'm going to, there was no like Red Pop for sale anywhere in the cooler. I was like, man, I'm going to get me a Red Pop. No,
yeah,
no Red Pop.
No, that's not surprising.
I was like, oh, come on, Sheetz, do better.
They're in a heated battle with Wawa right now. They can't focus on Red Pop.
I got to worry about Rudders. That's the one that's going to get them.
It's not.
It is.
That's insane.
Have you been to Rudders? It's really good.
It's not that good. It's mediocre.
They're
all the same.
Pretty good. Maybe we can make that a new segment. We'll rate the Pennsylvania convenience stores. Yes.
Yeah, that's a terrible segment, but I'm on board.
Unfortunately, there probably most people won't be able to vote on that because they don't have any of these things.
No, but I mean, I'm sure we'll struggle a little bit. Like, what are we going to say when it comes down to like Dandy Mart versus Mirabito?
Yeah. You got Minute Mart, you got Lycan's Market locally. There's still one or two Unimarts hanging on around,
We'll shop this segment a little bit better. But I do like that. And well, so I'll continue to rework that as I'm continuing to rework this segment. Worst case scenario, I'll be back with two pops next week instead of just one.
All right.
Thanks, as always, to Magnify.
Rare, you out of tokens?
I am out of tokens. I averaged exactly the average. I got 7 out of 50, which is about 1 in 7. So my Agatha Harkness is championed.
Mm.
Wow.
Mine is like a 7 something something.
So.
Well, then I'll open my one token.
Okay. Are we there?
And it won't be a 5. Yeah. This guy. It's Blaze Beyond Control for Android Gym.
Ooh, Android Gym. So as I was leveling things up, and you get your rewards. Somebody gave me a Silver Surfer cover, and my Silver Surfer is still, at this time, only at 333.
Wow.
Wasn't he like the first 5-star?
Yeah, but did you sell him when he got recently reworked?
No.
Oh.
I just never get coverage for Silver Surfer. So.
Yeah, all of my 5-stars are champed except for Mephisto, Namor, and Gorgon.
Oh, I got lots.
Unfortunately, Namor is inching ahead of Mephisto already. I've got Mephisto at a 3-2-3 and Namor at a 3-3-3.
Well, I mean, I've got no Gorgon at all, so.
Yeah, he's a 1-0-0 for me.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, did you see they snuck in a new Wolverine?
What?
I saw it's a costume, right? For somebody?
They made a costume for a 5-star Gorgon. That is Wolverine. It's the brown suit Wolverine.
Nice.
That's just, not necessary.
I feel that, they did that just for Craig.
That's probably true.
More Wolverines. There you go.
The funny part is that it really looks a lot like the D-Man costume. Remember D-Man?
No.
Yeah, I remember that's one of the who's got that power? Who has the D-Man power?
What are you referencing? Where am I?
I already said I didn't know.
I spent some extra time in the game. Swapping those supports around, and I came back, and Craig is just ankle deep in Jibba Jabba.
Star Lord, thank you, Old Man Sartut. Star Lord has a power where one of the things it does is it talks about summoning D-Man. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, that's the one where it changes every level where he talks about distracting you. Look over there, it's D-Man, or look over there, it's Moon Girl and Devil Dino.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm back on board.
Man, I didn't think it was that deep a cut.
What a long and winding road to lead me back to Craig.
Yeah.
Disappointment.
Man, that's rough.
All right, D-Man.
Is there anything else for the good of the order?
I would say that I watched another couple episodes of Goonies in Space, and whoever this person is that's telling you it gets better is just silly.
Okay.
It's the same.
Yeah, He insists that it gets better, and man, he's like, oh, that penultimate episode, it's really got me geared up for the end, and I'm like,
Okay, so Ray is mistaken, Craig.
Okay.
It gets better, but it could only go up. Like, it went, it skyrockets from a 1 to a 1.5. That is absolutely true.
All right, I'll
true.
Give you that. I mean, Jude Law's character does, yes. I mean, does get a little bit more, I don't know, expanded, but it still, and, if there were children in space in their positions, they would be enslaved or killed instantly, and somehow they just work their way out of it.
Mm. Nope. And then later on, Kelly MacDonald shows up in one of the episodes and is excellent.
Who's Kelly MacDonald?
She is Rowena Ravenclaw. She is the girlfriend from Trainspotting. She is Nucky's wife from Boardwalk Empire.
All right. She got me with Trainspotting.
Thanks,
Brain. And Nucky's wife. I didn't recognize her at first, but
Ian, here's something to derail things for a minute.
Yeah.
Have you seen or heard of the show Traitors?
No, tell me more.
So it's kind of like The Mole.
I'm out.
It is like, you know, some previous reality TV stars mixed with random chumps. It stars Alan Cummings as the host. And three people are selected as being traitors, where each night they get to, quote unquote, you know, murder one of the competition. You know, evict them off the show.
Sure.
And if the traitors, you know, win at the end, then they get a pile of cash. If the non-traitors win the show by, you know, picking out the traitors, because they get to vote each week on who they think the traitors are, then they win the show. So that's been decent.
So it's like it's Among Us, the TV show.
Sure. Apparently, this is now season. There's been now like three seasons, so I'm on season one.
Sorry that. I was able to speak a little faster than Saber I could type, and his message in the Discord came up like a second later. It was fantastic.
But it's like a Peacock only show, so.
Oh, yeah. Totally. We'll never get to see that one.
All right.
Shucks. But thank you for mentioning it. That was at least interesting.
That's decent.
You know what I will take a moment to mention? The Soon to Be Named Network, which is available at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. It's a podcasting network of which we are a part. This and several other excellent shows can be found there. Soon to Be Named Network. soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com.
The right. Lamborghini.
Wow. Haven't heard that for a long time.
Network.
I don't even think Joe plays that anymore.
That was great. That was one of my favorite sounders.
I know that, you know, somebody put work into that, so I include it now and then in a show.
All right.
Rarely.
Anything else for you kids?
What does the Lamborghini of Podcast Network mean? Like, we're overpriced and overhyped?
I don't think we're overpriced. Like, it's free. You just...
maybe that's too much. We should pay people to listen.
No, I'm out.
Me too. It worked. Suckers. No, I'm just kidding. That was pretty great. I got nothing.
I thought Ray had something there for a second.
Yeah, no.
Mm. Oh, okay. All right, then. Thanks, everybody, for joining this week. Comments, suggestions.
Suggestions?
Man, I cannot talk. Suggestions. Yeah. Shoot them at Willie's mailbag.
Bang, bang.
So Willie earns his paycheck next week. If you want to instead throw us a bone, go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself some stuff for Martin Luther King Day. That's coming up on Monday.
Yeah, it is.
So celebrate that. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, don't stick your elbow out too far or it may go home in another car. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.